the less lay, we do not have enough money. We do not have enough money to buy both kabbonis. And it's saying that one is not knocking the other. You only have enough now to buy either to meet the mother masafim. So the question is, if we're talking about both the korban up tomid today of Shabbos and the korban of the korban musaf of Shabbos, amai, how come it says you could do whichever one you want? The chura todir umakudish todir adif, that todir comes first. So avadi should have to buy first the korban atomid, and then worry about getting the korban musaf. But avadi, the korban atomid comes first. But that has two mindless. It's Todir and it's Mekudish. It's today's Korban HaTomit. It's Shabbos' Korban HaTomit. Elolav, Elamai, it must be talking about the Mishnah, the Lemocher. Must be talking about that even though you have today's Tomit, we're worrying about now, about tomorrow's Korban. Uktani, still it says, Ein Makvin Zeze, one is not Miak of the other. Alma, what do we see? Ki Adodin Ninu, that they're equal. So that's the shiloh, that you already brought today the korban atamid on Shabbos, you brought already. Now the question is, you have to bring a korban musaf today on Shabbos, and you also have to worry about bringing a korban atamid tomorrow, and you don't have enough money. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, whichever one you do is good. Alma ki adodi ninu, that whichever one you want to take care of first, you're allowed to. So that's a right to our shiloh, where one's a tod and one's a mekudish, it's Lahadadi, they're equal, you can do whichever one you want. Omlai Abaye says back, no. Liyalam Rila Tayyid Yislu. Our Mishnah is talking about we have both Kabbonis over here. We have the Korban Atamid and you have the Korban Musaf. And the Chiddush is that if you brought the Musaf first, still you Yotza. Vulakadim, it's talking about which one comes first. Even though Lachatkili is supposed to bring the Korban Atamid first, but if you brought the Musaf first, it's Ain Makif. Ayud Rakashalach, you have a question on this. That we dash in the pasuk shloi yedava kaidim, that no korban could be brought before the tomid shel shachar. The pshat is that's only mitzvah b'yam, it's not likuva. We always say by kachim, a Torah says something once, it's la mitzvah. So la mitzvah taka, the first korban to be brought, should be the tomid shel shachar. But b'diyevet, if you brought a musa first, you also yotza. That's maybe what our Mishnah means. That lekadim benachnami, if you have a question about today's and tomorrow, you have no proof. It could be Mekudish Azadif, or it could be Tadir Azadif. So Torah Shema coming here. It says, Ein Perchsin Mishisha Tzloyim Hamavukorim Belishka Tzloyim. That at all times, you always have to have at least six Tzloyim, six sheep, that are always checked out, that are fit to be used for Korban. Hamavukorim Belishka Tzloyim. Kidei L'Shabbis U'Lishnei Yom Tovim Shirosh Hashanah. So in this Lishkas HaPloyim, in the room where they keep the lambs, you have to have at least six of them, Muvukorim, that are checked out, meaning it has no mum, that they're ready to be used for Korban. So you have to have six, in order to be able to be used for Shabbos. In the case, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So for these 3 days, you have to have at least six Kvasim. So the question is, Hechidom, what are we talking about over here? And let me, if you want to tell me, the Islay, that you have enough money to buy enough kabonis, is so to meet them on the sofim, too heavy. There are a lot of kabonis that have to be brought on Shabbos and on Yom Tif. So it's not enough just to have six? How come you only have to have at least six? Should have to have much more? There are many more kabonis that are brought. Rashi says, to meet them sofim, you have a yes and batate, tloyim bin, you have to have 22? So why only six? El alav isn't the case, talking about the less lay, that they do not have enough money to buy all the kabonis. If so, we tell you have to have at least the six kabonis, means for the six tamidim. There are two tamidim brought a day, Talmud Shal Shach and Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, so that comes first, Ushmamina tamidim adife, that tamidim come before Musafim. Shrashid Lerminon Yakrib Ho'abo B'Shabbos L'tamidim, we do not say bring the four for tamidim and Musafim on Shabbos. Yivato Tamidim Yom Tov Sheni, but that's the Shaila right now at Shabbos. So you have six Taloyim here. So really what you should have said is, bring two today on Shabbos for the Tamidim, and bring two for the Masafim. Then you only have two left over for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so the second day you'll be missing the Tamidim. We don't say that. Elamai, we say what? Do not bring the Musaf of today, but rather care about the Tamidim of tomorrow. So here you see that Todir is more Chomor than Mekudesh. Ushmamina Tamidim Adifa. So you have a raya from this halacha that a Todir, the Tamidim, you have to worry about before you worry about the Musaf of today of Shabbos. So more says, no, it's not the Pshat. The Yerlam Rudu talking about the Yislei, where the person has enough Kabonis. The Yislei. This is what the Mishnah means to say, that ein perchsin mishisha tloimam uvakorim balishka tatloim dalet yomim koidim shchita, that you always have to have four lambs checked out in the lishka, I mean six lambs checked out 4 days before you want to use it for shchita. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. Or man, who does it go like? Ben Bagbag. It goes according to Ben Bagbag. The time you learn Ben Bagbag Omer, Minayin l'tomid. How do you know that the special din in the korban atomid shetoin biker dalid yomim koydim shchitom? There's not enough just to check it out 1 day before, but you have to check it out 4 days before you bring the korban atomid. Tam lamed pasuk says tishmeru lahakru libim moyadoi. You have to watch it beforehand. Ulahalanu waim. Another pasuk says by korban pesach, it says pesach mitzrayim voydechem meshmeris adab osayim, that you have to watch it from Yud Benisin till Yud Dalet Benisin. So Ma'al Al, and this is about Korban Pesach, Toyin Bikra B'Yomim, you have to have it checked out 4 days in advance. Koidim Shchita is Avkan B'Yavri Korban Atomid, Toyin Bikra B'Yomim Koidim Shchita. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. That's what this Brisa means to say. That for the Korban Musaf, you can take care of it Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. But after this Inyan of the Tamidim, it has to be checked out 4 days in advance. So as though you always have to make sure you have six Tamidim checked out 4 days in advance, and the case will come as Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But it could be there's no proof to our case of Todir or Mekudesh, which one is Odif, we don't have a proof. Oh, Malay Ravin L'Rabashi, Hani, Shisha, Shiva Heve, how do you only have six? The Kuri should have to have seven. So he could it Safra, the Tlosa B'Shabbata, that you're going to have for the Tomer of Shachar on the third day, like you have Shabbos, then Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then you're going to have for the third morning, so you have to prepare yourself beforehand. So you should have to have seven. Why is six enough? For the more the time according to your time, Tim Nevi, you should have to have eight of them. Tika de Panya, Tamali Shabbata, the Chura, the Tomer Shoben Abayim on Friday, and also you have to have prepared. So why are you only six? You should have to have eight. Ella, as a Marian, says, hold it, get on a kasha. Labosa the Yakriv Kramar. It means to say that after you finish the Talmud Shabbat Abayim on Erev Shabbos, now, how many Tamidim do you have to have ready for the next 3 days? You have to have six ready. So therefore, we're not talking about the one on Erev Shabbos Ben Abayim, because we're talking about after that Korban was brought. The Gemara says, "Al mikomokam akoponim shivavei."